Hello there, everybody. Okay, so here's the scoop. Jess and I recorded this episode of She Podcasts 2 days before the announcements of what I'm going to be talking about now. And we actually discussed quite in depth an initiative that was happening by NPR, which we had a lot of talking, you know, a lot of information about or a lot of feelings about, and we went deep into it. We're actually going to keep that in there, but it seems a little bit on the irrelevant side right now because as of last Friday, there was a lot of news come out from WWDC, which is the worldwide developers conference put on by Apple every year. And this time they did have some very key podcast-specific stuff that came out. Here's some data that just came out. Now, in iTunes, there are now more than 400,000 podcasts out there. More than 1,000 new shows are going into iTunes each week. That's crazy. 10 billion episode downloads and streaming for 2016. That's crazy. 10 billion episodes were downloaded or streamed. Oh my gosh, last year. And they are expecting more than a 20% growth, which I would assume that it makes sense then, because if they are adding 1,000 new shows every week, then I would assume that there would be some kind of growth in terms of the episodes that are being downloaded. So, and there's 14 million episodes inside of Apple Podcast right now, which is kind of nuts. But in addition to all that stuff, they also added some new feed specs, which means that there are new tags that are going to be supported by Apple now for your RSS feed, which can tag an episode as either, you know, part of a series, like you know, some of the NPR shows, something that goes along. Let's talk about Serial, because that's the first one that comes up because it really aligns with that. There's Serial Season 1, there's Serial Season 2. So now there's a way within the RSS feed for you to be able to kind of add a tag to whatever that might be, whatever from that season, so that it will visually become clear when you are looking at the new iteration of the podcast app, so that you can see, oh, that's season one. Oh, that's season two. So they are going to be able to do that. And they're also going to support ways in which people can, or you as a producer can say, it is really important for you to listen to my podcast from episode one to episode 10 versus some of us like in She Podcast that you only need to listen to. You essentially could just start listening at our latest episode, which is right now, right? If you're listening to this episode, you can listen to our back catalog. Of course, we've done some stuff, but it's not imperative that you follow, whereas there's some podcasts out there that it is imperative, especially those narrative-style podcasts that are telling a story through many episodes. So that counts, and that's really great. There's going to be some optimization in the way that you can add titles to these, to said series, and it's going to be nicer for the end user to be able to acknowledge when these are being supported. So those are essentially the bigger ones that are being focused on too. There's also going to be a way for you to mark an episode to be a preview, bonus content, or just full, like a regular episode that you have out there. So that's kind of great as well, and so that people can actually see what that content is, and especially if it's like some kind of bonus content that you're adding that's not part of your usual stuff, that's going to be nice. So those are the feed features that they have added. I'm sure whoever you chose, and I know for 100%, Libsyn is going to be supporting these new feed tags, which is what most podcast hosts that generate your RSS feed do. So all you have to do is just sit back, allow the developers to input or to, you know, be able to support this in their own systems. Give them some time. Everything will be okay. Just because iTunes released it just a couple days ago doesn't mean we all have to run over there and start using it right now. It will all be fine. It will all be supported soon. The biggest piece of information that did come out was that there's going to be podcast analytics. So That means that you are going to get the information that you were always wanted, you people. So most people want to know how many people are listening, how much are they listening, where are they listening. And so what Apple is going to provide for you is they're going to offer when it was played, if it was played, and when it was played. They're going to show you the performance of your episodes over time. They're going to show you which parts are more interesting than others. When you do listen to episode 147, I mentioned something about, you know, you won't be able to measure when people are skipping over advertisements and things like that, because that tends to happen. That's how I consume. But inside of Apple or podcast analytics by Apple, because if that means if they're using the podcast app, then you're going to be able to see when people fast forward through those ads. So that's something interesting. They are going to respect user data privacy because they are going to be aggregating usage data rather than sharing individual events. So the people who are consuming are going to essentially be simply data. It's not going to be like, ooh, Elsie, listen to this. That's not going to be reported back. All of this is still in development, and it's going to be released later this year. So that is it, people. That is my little bonus episode here that we're putting out for She Podcasts, because we mention a lot of different things on the show that are no longer relevant. So I'm just giving this as a heads up before that. And looking forward to chatting with you guys tomorrow.